Om Shanti. Have we understood how to build that fire of yoga which truly will destroy our sins? Because I think we've all begun to appreciate how very little time is left in the cycle to do this work, to become free of those sins. And many of us would have also tried all the many methods that the world proposes for becoming a better person, for changing the self, for dealing with negativities inside. And for the most part, I think the majority of us would have also appreciated by now that those methods of the world don't really work. They don't go deep enough. They don't go far enough, especially for us old souls, because Brahmins are literally looking at 2,500 years worth of rubbish. And by the way, that's all that sin is. It's the accumulation of negative patterns over many lifetimes. So we start getting really attentive to what Baba suggests as the one method that will really be successful in getting rid of those sins. In almost every Murli, Baba tells us very clearly there's only one way for the soul to become pure. There's only one way for those sins to be absolved. And that's they need to be burned in the fire of yoga. So what is that fire of yoga? What is that level of remembrance which becomes a fire which then can do this work of burning sins away? I've been experimenting with a few steps for this, and I'd like to share it with you. But first of all, I'd just like to start by clarifying, what is that fire? What is that level of remembrance which burns? Because that fire of yoga is simply and most wondrously the pure energy of God's unconditional love. Isn't it beautiful that the ultimate evil and negativity of the soul will be brought down through a confrontation with ultimate good and beauty, God's love? In which case, the real question is how to catch that love, how to avail myself of that love. Because Baba would be sharing that love all the time. He is that. But how much am I open to it? How much am I able to catch it? Because this is Sakash. This is God's, Baba's Sakash. But am I able to catch it? So the steps I'm going to share with you are really aimed at that. In the first step, I'm simply recognizing that I do have this particular negative tendency. And often as not, that requires a new degree of honesty, because up until then, I might have been blaming others or accusing others or in general making other people responsible for my negative feelings in dealing with people or situations. But here I'm in front of Baba and I'm saying, okay, Baba, I see it. I see it. I have this negative tendency. I am trapped by this negative tendency. So that's your first step. And together with that, you're refusing it. In other words, you're just bringing to mind that forever how much that negative tendency is there, it is not part of the original makeup of you, the soul. In the second step, you start to bring some power to the equation, because although recognizing and refusing are important first steps, they don't really bring the kind of power that's going to be needed to clear out negative patterns that have been around for so very long. For that, some real power is needed. And the first one would be just determination, a decision that you're going to be digging your heels into this thing with the intention to uproot it. And my favorite definition of determination is this: as I was, so I will be again. So it's a whole mindset. It's a whole framework of reference that you're going to be bringing to this negative tendency from now on in. This third step brings even more power, because in this step, we're taking a good look at how this negative samskara has been able to survive inside me for so long. In this step, we're taking an honest look at the kind of support I've been taking from this negative tendency, or the kind of pleasure I've been taking from it. We give some real time to proving to ourselves, confirming for ourselves, the deception of that kind of support and pleasure, of any kind of support or pleasure, which is coming to us at this point, other than from our relationship with Baba. And we get very clear about the harm that this negative tendency is creating for myself, for my relationships, the atmosphere, the family, and so on. Because in this third step, we're going to set ourselves up to renounce those pleasures and renounce that support. And this definitely takes a certain amount of courage, because those false supports and false pleasures would have been sustaining us for lifetimes. And yet we should be motivated to take that one step of courage, because Baba has told us that my one step of courage invites a response of 1,000 steps of help from him. And this is the only step of courage he's waiting for. This is the only renunciation he's asking for. It's the courage to renounce all these false pleasures and supports. So, will I do it? Can I do it? This is the third step. The third step is all about clarifying an intention and determining a degree of sincerity in my intention. Because as much as I can up the degree of my sincerity of intention, that much the soul opens, and the Sakash, the pure energy of God's unconditional love, can enter me and do the work. If I'm only half sure that I'm ready to renounce those false pleasures and supports, then I'm only half open and Baba Sakash cannot enter in the way it needs to burn away sins. Because this is the next step. In this next step, that's all I'm doing. I'm sitting in front of Baba, proper yoga, very concentrated, focused, and I'm saying to him, with all the sincerity gathered through the previous steps, Baba, you will please take this negative tendency, this old pattern, this sin from me now, because I am finished with it. I do not want to have anything more to do with it. And say this with a right, because we really do have such rights on God. We are very, very special souls within the family of humanity. We have a very direct, unique, privileged relationship with God. Because He really is the purifier. And I really am one such soul who's raised her hand in front of God and who's been selected for this process of being purified through God's love. The fifth step is probably the most potent, bringing the most power to the process, because in this fifth step, we choose an alternative consciousness. We define for ourselves an alternative attitude to replace that old negative pattern. And that's really important because that's what nurtures all that's really beautiful in the soul and enables the soul to blossom. So now let's go through all the five steps with an example. Let's say one bright day, I notice that I have a long-standing, almost unconscious attitude of criticizing. My eye goes to what's wrong first, and I want to correct it. Comment, criticize, and correct it. And on this one bright day, I finally recognize that this is very wrong, and it has to change. So in a second step, I appreciate that it's serious business. It's not something that I'm going to just allow to continue because everybody does it. All the teachers have such attitudes. No. In the first step, I recognize something negative about that pattern. And in the second step, I'm determined that now it has to finish. And I'm encouraged by this because I do recognize that in the golden age, I never would have conducted myself in such a way. And so as I was, so I will be again. In the third step, I'm taking a good look at the illusionary support and pleasure that I've been getting from that pattern. It probably was a good fan to the flame of my ego, probably made me feel like I was in control of things. Maybe it gave me a certain role or value. Maybe I thought that this is what teachers do. But now I also see the harm in this. Not just to others, how it could have suppressed and repressed them, but also to my own self. And so I get ready for the fourth step, in which, with great sincerity of intention, I'm sitting in front of Baba and I offer this sanskar to him, that he should now take this from me, because I have fully and completely recognized the deception and the sorrow, and I'm really finished with it. And in the fifth step, I choose the alternative pattern which can replace that old one. I appreciate how that habit of criticizing actually puts people down. Baba doesn't put people down. I appreciate that Baba is always lifting people up. I also want to lift people up. And so let me start looking to acknowledge something to appreciate in everyone, and also every situation. Let me start looking around for something I can be grateful for. Let me cultivate appreciation and gratitude and acceptance. And with this final fifth step, the process is more than completed, because not just have I burned an old pattern away, but I've put something in its place, and I've begun to cultivate an aspect of my beautiful truth. And yet, there's one more thing that has to be said here, and that's that this process rarely is effective just through one offering. Basically, these five steps are like a practice. They have to be repeated again and again, because the patterns are very old, so they don't go away just with one sitting, one offering to Baba. And so it's good to know this in advance, that old sanskar is going to come back even after I've offered it to Baba with great sincerity. But if I continue to sit and continue to make that offering, each time my recognition of the deception, my recognition of the harm, my determination, the sincerity of my intention, all of this will increase. And every time I sit with this kind of practice, definitely there'll be an effect on the soul. Something will shift. And also, each time we sit, even if we're not 100% effective, we do get lighter. We do get lighter. Mama is famous for saying that the purification process involves learning how to die a little more each day. Therefore, if the sanskar comes back, not to be ashamed, not to feel guilty, not to feel bad that once again you're going to have to go and sit in front of Baba and offer it to him. No. It's the journey. It's the practice. And all we really need to do is just keep holding his hand and looking at him in the eye with a lot of honesty, knowing that these old patterns that I am seeing, he's always seen. But he still always looked at me with love. And in this way, let me become one whose sins are completely burned, who becomes completely pure through God's love. Om Shanti. Yeah.
smile.